May we tenderly cultivate the fields within our hearts. Amen. The sower, the soil, the seeds, and the harvest are a parable about life, love, hope, and perseverance. If we think of the sower in terms of efficiency and competency, then we might be inclined to think that this sower of seeds isn't very good, and even wasteful of resources. Because what good and competent sower of seeds scattered seeds everywhere with no regard or care to where the seeds fall? These seeds would be meant to feed the family or possibly the village, so they should be planted with care. And even then, there's no guarantee that all of the seeds will grow. However, if we think of the sower in terms of being hope-filled risk-taker, then the methods employed suggest a grace and trust and abundant love. The sower, as he or she is scattering seeds, is willing to take the chance that what they have to share will root itself and blossom. The sower understands that if we never offer hope to people who are struggling, and if we never offer a chance at something better, then the poverty before them will turn to despair. And despair that never abates ruins the human heart. If we think of soil in terms of good and bad, then we might be inclined to think planting in any soil other than loam-filled, topsoil-drenched richness is wasteful. Because why even attempt to plant in soil not conducive to the best and biggest yield? Why take any chances? However, if we think of soil in terms of investment in and potential unexplored within people, we can create spaces within the rocky, thorny, thinly layered soil that through listening and building relationships creates havens of safety and trust and hope. We can create a space to let the beauty within all people flourish, slowly spreading out, transforming lives, one relationship at a time. If we think of seeds in terms of sustenance, in terms of what we cultivate within ourselves, these are the seeds that will grow within us. And if we only sow seeds in rich soil, then we remove any hope of opportunity for change to happen, any grafting of transformation to create new opportunities for growth dissipates. These seeds we sow and where we sow show our willingness to be present. These seeds we sow are the seeds that will occupy our minds, our hearts, our time, will root us and keep us and outwardly show who we are and what we value. If we think of harvest in terms of what can we all do with God's help in this world, then all the seeds we sow, they will grow and they will flourish and produce a garden that brings the kingdom closer, a hundredfold yield. A hundredfold yield that Jesus is talking about is a miracle. A good harvest was a sevenfold year. Tenfold meant abundance enough for everyone in the family to be fed and to be full. 30-fold meant an entire village could be fed. And 100-fold yield meant an abundance so extravagant that the life of the sower would never be the same again. The sower, the soil, the seeds, and the harvest is a parable about life, love, hope, and perseverance. In this parable that Jesus shares with us, he is asking us to examine our lives, examine what our faith means to us, examine how we are living out the good news and sharing the good news in our words and our actions. We are all the sower and the soil. We know what it means and how it feels to be lost, alone, and afraid. We know what it means and how it feels to be blessed and loved and cared for. The seeds are Jesus' love for us. How do we use the nourishment provided from the seeds milled into flour that becomes bread broken for us? How do we use the nourishment provided from the seeds grown into grapes to become the wine poured out for us? Jesus tells us that we are not to succumb to the lure of wealth that chokes hope and grace and yields nothing. Jesus invites us to not only bring the harvest with us, but also to be the harvest for our neighbors. For where we sow with Christ, there will be fruit and yields. Amen.